Journalist Laura Logan recently interviewed Dr. Keith Rose, who has worked in clandestine U.S. intelligence operations for 3 decades and is now going public because he is concerned for his country. He said that within 2 weeks of America's hasty exit from Afghanistan, the head of the CIA met in secret with all of America's enemies.
During that week and a half before, there was an open source meeting, or people knew about a meeting, of the director of Central Intelligence at the time, Burns, was down there meeting with other officials and members of the Taliban. But I've talked to several people that have intimate knowledge of that meeting, and they're telling me, or they're asking the question, why were there 2 senior Chinese intel officials at that meeting? Why was Siraj Haqqani, who at the time we had a $10 million bounty from the State Department on him, at that meeting? And the other thing is, there was a senior official or senior officer from the IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard, who was a Quds Force commander that we're very familiar with from Iraq. He's a very, very competent officer. He was there. They didn't even use CIA personnel for security. They were so concerned, from what I'm hearing, about the people they were meeting with, that they used one of our tier one groups for security, and they kept them on the outside. They weren't allowed to listen in or anything.
And after the U.S. government abandoned trusted personnel and billions of dollars worth of weapons in Afghanistan, the communist Chinese secured it within 2 weeks.
Bagram Airfield, when we left there first, went completely black. It was dark. The people that were there said they landed two large Chinese transport planes landed with troops and secured that area.
70,000 jihadis have graduated from Afghan terrorist training camps in just this year alone.
These are actual terrorist training madrasas.
Right. Madrasas that train people on small arms tactics, on bomb making, on basic intelligence tradecraft. And we know for a fact, because we have several assets in all over Afghanistan, that they graduated this year was their largest graduating class from all the madrasas. And these are for what they would call jihadis, guys that were going to go and fight the holy war. And they said they had over 70,000 graduates.
And not only did the U.S. leave behind weapons, it left behind biometric data and the kit required to make official U.S. passports.
The Afghans have the ability through their passport office to create biometric passports. Not only did we leave behind biometric equipment, but the intelligence services are responsible for setting up the passport office, let's just say documentation, stamps, and things like that. And there's been several questions asked, did we leave certain pieces of equipment that would be used in a passport office to authenticate passports behind? And my understanding, and from what I've been discovering, is we did.
Western nations are under attack from traitors within their own governments. The people of Ireland and the UK are beginning to stand up. In response, combat journalist Michael Yawn recently explained what typically happens within the native population when a nation is invaded.
When there is an actual invasion from an outside force, the minorities or people who feel that they've been downtrodden, almost in every single case, will join with the invader. In fact, I can't think of one where they did not. That concerns me greatly with the United States, because we are clearly being invaded, and it's clearly going to intensify, for instance, with the Chinese. And many people will join the Chinese, including a lot of white people, by the way, will join up with them, and already are, including our government, which has joined with Israel and China and Ukraine, right, basically globalists, right, and not us. And so the police are going to have to pick a side. Right now they are picking a side. They're picking the anti-British side, or the anti-Irish side, and that's a losing battle. That means you end up dying. As a police, you'll end up dying. Your police stations will be burned down, or you'll run to other countries because you didn't have the guts, like our Border Patrol, to stand up. If the invaders win, you're going to die. You're going to die or you're going to leave at some point and abandon everything that you've ever had in those countries. If the Patriots win, you will never be forgotten. Your children will not be forgotten for your cowardice, for not standing up. Bottom line, and cowards are natural traitors.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Decoding the New World Order agenda hidden in the headlines, it's Sunday Night Live with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome to Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the next 1 hour and 54 minutes. We will be covering the news for the next 54 minutes and then taking your calls in the final hour, so make sure that you keep your phones close by. Now, over the last 2 hours, we've been really diving in, going into the corruption and retardation of Kamala Harris, going into the dishonesty of Tim Walz, going into the great comments from J.D. Vance, basically annihilating any argument in favor of this campaign, this leftist campaign. And really what this election is going to boil down to is it's going to be a matter of whether or not the people wake up or remain in a state of brainwashed. And we're doing everything we can here at InfoWars to annihilate the brainwashing of humanity that has been carefully underway by the deep state and the political class of the world and the globalists who seek to conglomerate all power for the sake of subjugating humanity under one new world government and depopulating the planet to a manageable subjugation. And I just want to remind everybody at the beginning of the show, because I didn't plug as much as I wanted to the last 2 hours, to please go to InfoWarsStore.com. And don't do it just for InfoWars, but do it for yourself. Because these products are absolutely 100% the best, highest quality, real, and effective supplements that I have ever come across in my entire career. Now, I'm somebody who, before I worked here at InfoWars, I did not believe in supplements. My understanding of supplements before I worked here was very minimal. And I operated under the false conception, the false assumption, that when we take supplements, our body just dismisses the vast majority of these vitamins, minerals, and nutrients, that our body just purges most of them. It's too much for us to consume every day. But then I started taking supplements that I found laying around. I started taking Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Turbo Force when we had it in stock, Bodies when I was having inflammation or pain in my joints, which I do have as a hemophiliac, somebody with a bleeding disorder. My joints do give me a lot of pain and discomfort, especially since I have an ankle injury that still bothers me from back when I was a cross-country runner in high school. And these products are absolutely amazing. If I was going to buy supplements from any platform, from any company, even if I didn't like InfoWars, I would secretly purchase these supplements from InfoWarsStore.com because they are so much better than all of the products on the market in the grocery store, at the pharmacy, whether they're name brand or whether they're generic. I mean, we've got products like Bodies, which are amazing for inflammation. It's got 95% curcuminoid extract. I mean, this is an amazing product that really does help with inflammation on a very real level. I remember I was so sore after being at Eagle Pass and on my feet for days and days running around doing reports on this invasion of our border that the first thing I did when I came back was take Bodies, and within a couple of days, my limp, which I had acquired, a limp because my ankle was so inflamed, went away. And this product is back in stock. This is one of our flagship products, vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips for bioavailability. Now, we know that vitamin C and even vitamin D, as I understand it, need zinc in order to be as bioavailable as possible. So while other supplement companies, generic or name brand, grocery store, pharmacy, or whatever, might give you vitamin C or vitamin D, having that zinc is what actually activates it and makes it bioavailable. Having the rose hips is what makes this work in a more efficient way. So this is one of our flagship products, finally back in stock. And of course, if you need that extra energy boost, I highly recommend going to drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com and getting next level foundational energy. This product right here will light you up like a Christmas tree. I mean, this is one of those things when I take it, my wife gets annoyed because I never want to go to bed at the same time. I always want to stay up late and work. And we are in the middle of this info war where we're being attacked mentally, physically. Our energy is being drained by the onslaught of brainwashing that we're faced with by the mainstream media and lies from our political class. Having as much energy, health, comfort, confidence, sharpness, acuity, focus as possible is absolutely essential to claim victory in this info war and save humanity from the leftists on November 5th. So invest in yourself, invest in your mind and your body and your health while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air so that we can broadcast the truth worldwide and do everything within our power as Americans and patriots to undermine the brainwashing psychological operation that is being conducted by the political class at the highest levels upon the psychology and mental health of the entire species of humanity. So now that I've done this plug, we have gone in and we have just berated Kamala. We have undermined Tim Walz. We have shown that J.D. Vance and Trump have the better policies. We have made the case that the leftists actually are fascist. All we have to do is undermine this brainwashing, but we seem to be making progress and claiming ground in this war against disinformation and misinformation. In this info war, we seem to be starting to regain territory that has been lost year after year because of censorship and lawsuits. And I think that's the reason, one of the main fundamental reasons that the leftists have become so desperate, that the government and the establishment has become so desperate. I mean, keep in mind, folks, there's three lives that everyone has. We've gone over this before. Andrew Tate, I think, coined this perspective, this philosophy. Everybody has three lives. First, they try to censor you. That's your first life. They deplatform you. They silence you. And then if that doesn't work, they try to imprison you. That's your second life. They'll prosecute you for misdemeanors like Kamala Harris brags about, or they'll try to imprison you for crimes that you didn't commit, or they'll try to just bring up things from the past that maybe you actually did do, but they would never normally bring up against one of their own. They just disproportionately attack you with it. And if that doesn't work, if they can't silence you and they can't imprison you, then that's when they try to kill you, assassinate you, depopulate you. And those are the three stages that we've seen Donald Trump go through. First, they try to silence him. They took him off all the major platforms over January 6th, which was obviously BS. He didn't instigate or promote any sort of a insurrection. They just claimed that he did, and then they censored him, even though he told everybody to go home and be peaceful at the Capitol. It was obvious that he didn't support what happened on that day. Then they tried to imprison him, and they might succeed. I believe his sentencing is coming up now in about a month. And since all of these lawsuits against him have just served only to backfire and actually cause him to accelerate in the polls, then they tried to kill him on July 13th, 2024. A day which should live in infamy, though so many voters and Americans seem to have forgotten it, as this brainwashed state makes so many fail to remember that which is important in favor of that which is a lie. But now we see the Secret Service, who failed on July 13th, coming out and having to apologize after breaking into a salon to use the bathroom before a Harris fundraiser. This is clip number two, and it's a couple of minutes long. It might be mostly B-roll, but go ahead and throw it up. Because you have Secret Service breaking into the salon and using the bathroom over the course of hours, apparently, and now they're just going to issue an apology. I mean, this is the same Secret Service that failed to protect Donald Trump on July 13th. Now they're breaking into private businesses for Kamala Harris fundraisers. I mean, how much more information or evidence do you need to know that these people are totally corrupt? So you can see here the salon front porch. This is an overhead cam. Secret Service is walking up to the door, moving chairs around. Private property, folks. And I guess they just really had to go to the bathroom and there was nowhere else for them to do it. So their solution, rather than calling in to have porta potties delivered or figure out a place that was open for them to go, their solution, I guess, is just to cover up a security camera and then break in and use the facilities of this closed private business for hours. And now they're just simply going to respond by apologizing. Just like they apologized for the disaster that was July 13th. Just like Cheadle said, you know what, it was a mistake, it was a disaster, and refused to resign until absolutely forced to after that terrible hearing. This is the audacity of our leftist regime, our political class at the highest levels. They don't care about your private property. They don't care about your president. They don't care about your freedom, about your rights. They just lie to you over and over again. And I am predicting that Joe Biden is going to resign as the president of the United States before November 5th. I think it's going to happen in the next few months. One of the reasons that I believe this is going to happen is not only because he's totally incoherent and obviously suffering from cognitive decline, but one of the reasons I think this is going to happen is because finally, after weeks, for some reason, we have Las Vegas police recordings coming out when they should have come out weeks ago. Now, why are they coming out now? Confirming that Biden's medical emergency and transport to Air Force One actually occurred. So we have a situation where Laura Loomer once again is proven correct and true, despite the onslaught of attacks that she faced after claiming that Joe Biden was having medical emergencies on Air Force One, after claiming time and time again that something was seriously wrong as far as his health is concerned, facing nothing but backlash and an onslaught of leftist lies. We have recordings now somehow coming out now in clip number 14 revealing that Joe Biden has been facing a lot of serious health problems that call into question his ability to serve as president of the United States. Questions are being raised now for the first time from the left, even, that may result in his imminent resignation as president of the United States. Clip number 14, please.
697.
697.
I have my Lincoln squad switch over to event 8, please. Event 8.
Okay, 697 squad, Lincoln squad, switch over to event 8.
And if they're not already, have them code 3 over to the rally point, please.
Copy. Lincoln units, Lincoln squad on 697 squad, and route code 3, rally point.
697 to Lincoln 3, confirming we're using secondary.
This is Marini, 212.
212, 656. He switched over to the event channel.
Thank you.
Control 339 WC2.
339 WC2.
I know you got some Southeast units coming over, plus you're in the box squad. I need to get all the major intersections with lights shut down from Desert Inn all the way to Russell. So if units could just start calling out what intersections are going to, I think that's going to be yours. Let's start with the big ones.
Okay, copy. And see by 59 WC2, because all major intersections be shut down from DI to Russell.
The first three priorities are going to be Flamingo, Tropicana, and then Russell, because those are the three biggest. Control 656, is this going to be separate to the event channel that they're working it on? Or do we just need South Central units to handle that besides the box? Yeah, units
now,
on the event channel.
This clip goes on for 4 minutes, proving that this medical emergency actually took place, validating Laura Loomer's claims, validating some of the reports that Charlie Kirk had been receiving from his listeners, his audience, about the nature of this medical emergency. When this information comes out, seemingly unprovoked, it's usually because there's a political agenda behind it, an incentive, a motive. They're trying to get him to resign as the president because if Kamala Harris becomes president of the United States, then she enters into incumbent status in this race, which is yet another advantage. Historically speaking, incumbents have far and away a great advantage in elections. The exception, of course, of Donald Trump in 2020, who, despite being an incumbent because of cheating and other reasons, was undermined entirely and faced this pandemic and just totally screwed up the pattern of incumbents being victorious in their second term. But Alex Jones and others have been saying for months, if not years, and we should probably, guys, tonight maybe I'll work on this or maybe the crew can work on this. We should find some clips of Alex Jones because I know he said this a number of times. He said it on Patrick Bet David's podcast and other clips. There is a major vulnerability with Donald Trump's plane here, right? We've seen it booted because of his lawsuits temporarily. We know that there have been reports over the last year or two of issue after issue with Boeing planes, with windows falling off, with doors flying open, with emergency landing after emergency landing. I mean, this Boeing Trump plane is a major source of concern for patriots and those among us, info warriors, who've been paying attention, because if they bring down his plane after this prescriptive programming, this predictive programming, putting into the heads of the American people that there's issues with Boeing planes, they're going to have this plausible deniability, this reasonable deniability that it was actually just a mechanical failure. But the fact of the matter is they can sabotage the integrity of the plane. It can crash with Donald Trump on it. He can die. It will be an assassination. And so many in the public will just say, wow, what an unfortunate issue with the mechanical failures of these Boeing planes. It's really been happening a lot lately. But after this occurred, this Trump plane making its emergency landing in Montana after mechanical issue, we have Trump in clip number 29 saying, basically blasting Harris in Bozeman following his emergency landing. Let's run clip number 29 of his comments immediately after this emergency landing.
I just landed in a really beautiful place, Montana. So beautiful flying over, and you just look down, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But we have a very high rating in Montana. We have a lot of popularity. I like them. They like me. But I'm here to do some fundraisers and, most importantly, to support Tim Sheehy, who's running for the U.S. Senate. And we think he's going to do really well. We're going to have a rally, and it'll be a lot of fun. And then tomorrow we're going to do some more different stops, different states, all good, all great people. And we're leading in all of the polls now. Just about every poll has us leading. They found out that this is a phony that we're running against, a person that had no idea what she was doing on the border, has no idea what's happening with inflation, had no idea what they did when it came to Afghanistan, the most embarrassing day in the life of our country. There's never been anything so embarrassing. We should have gotten out with dignity and strength, not the way they got out. It's an embarrassment to our country. So we have a great campaign. We have something that's going to be really very important. It's called, going to make America great again. And it's going to happen very fast. We're going to become energy independent again. Prices are going to start going down, including for food, for energy, and everything else. And we're going to really do a job. Thank you very much.
And, you know, they try to criticize Donald Trump for being too afraid to debate Kamala Harris. And she declined to do the original debate. Now she's going to debate him on September 10th. But we know if anything is true about Donald Trump, it's not true to make the claim that he's a coward or that he's afraid or he's a fearful person. He's obviously somewhat courageous, if not just audacious and brazen. I mean, we saw what happened on July 13th after taking a bold, he stood up and said, fight, fight, fight. This is not somebody who withdraws or avoids a debate because they are simply afraid. But now we've got reports that Trump's campaign was hacked. Apparently, they blamed Iran after internal docs leaked to the media. The Trump campaign revealed its internal communications have been hacked and leaked to the media and blamed Iran for the breach. Now, I don't know if Iran is responsible or not, but I find it very interesting that internal documents were leaked to the press and there's very little, if any, reporting on the nature or details of those internal documents. So you have this hack happen, you have this content, these private communications leaked to the press, you see barely anything in the press about it. Maybe the internal communications just simply reveal that the Trump campaign is winning. Maybe the internal communications reveal that the polls are showing a victory, or positivity, or great policy, or advocacy for the people of the United States of America. And maybe we'll see more over the days as these documents are scoured. But one thing is for sure, Donald Trump is not too afraid to debate Kamala Harris. She's saying that she's looking forward to the debate. It's going to happen on September 10th. It's the only debate that she's agreed to at this point. But it is a fact that Kamala is not smart enough to do a press conference, not smart enough even to do a debate. And she's basically vanished from doing any interviews. Now, she's appearing in these rallies where she says the same speech over and over again in city after city, state after state. We documented this when I covered for the Alex Jones Show earlier this week. We showed how in every city she's saying the exact same thing verbatim. It's focus group boilerplate crap. But now here we have Trump at 26 making the case that Kamala is simply not smart enough for a press conference. That's why she is doing anything but participating in debates or interviews. Clip 26.
What a stupid question this is. Because I'm leading by a lot and because I'm letting their convention go through, and I am campaigning a lot. I'm doing tremendous amounts of taping here. We have commercials that are at a level I don't think that anybody's ever done before. Plus, in certain cases, I see many of you in the room where I'm speaking to you on phones, I'm speaking to radio, I'm speaking to television. Television's coming over here. Excuse me, what are we doing right now? She's not doing any news conference. You know why she's not doing it? Because she can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference. And I'm sorry, we need smart people to lead this country because our country's never been in this danger before, both economically and from an outside perspective. Russia doesn't respect us anymore. China doesn't respect us anymore. North Korea, Kim Jong-un, liked me a lot. He doesn't like this group. We are in great danger. We're in great danger of being in World War III. That could happen.
And while we're in this situation where we're on the cusp of World War III, we're on the cusp of total economic collapse of the United States dollar and therefore the entire world economy, we're on the cusp of the breakdown of civilization as we know it and the total genocide and Kamala cost and depopulation of the entire species the world over, All the left seems to be capable of is coming out and accusing J.D. Vance of being weird. First of all, they came out with this story in the news saying that he made love to a couch in his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, which just wasn't true. Then they corrected it, but it was too late because that program had already been installed in the psychology of the masses. It's even doubled down by the Krasenstein clones, who have come out and made jokes about it, despite the fact that it's been proven to not be true whatsoever. And they just want to ascribe the term weird to J.D. Vance, when we've seen what leftist voters look like. We've seen what leftist protesters look like. We've seen what this entire mentally ill community of cat ladies and transgenderism and just denial about objective reality even existing in the first place actually looks like and manifests. We know which party is the party of weird, but they come out and they just try to call J.D. Vance weird because they know they can't get him on his military record. They know they can't get him on policies. The best thing they could really get him on is maybe some clips of him being against Trump from 2016, but everybody changes their opinions over the course of 8 years, so that's not really strong enough. All they can do is call him weird, but we have in clip four J.D. Vance responding to Democrats calling him weird on CNN. This is clip number four. Watch J.D. Vance's response right now.
I want to move on to something that Governor Walz has called you and Donald Trump, and that is weird.
Sure.
And it is taken off. The New York Times reports that when Donald Trump was asked about it, he said, not me, they're talking about J.D.
Well, certainly they've levied that charge against me more than anybody else, but I think that it drives home how they're trying to distract from their own policy failures. I mean, look, this is fundamentally schoolyard bully stuff. They can accuse me of whatever they want to accuse me of. As Harry S. Truman once said, if you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen. And I'm doing this because I think that me being vice president will help improve people's lives. So I accept their attacks, but I think that it is a little bit of projection, Dana, if you think about just take a couple of days ago. Tim Walz gives this big speech. He's been announced as the VP nominee. And I remember when I had just been announced as the VP nominee, I gave my big speech and I saw my wife and I gave her a big hug and a kiss because I love my wife and I think that's what a normal person does. Tim Walz gave his wife a nice firm Midwestern handshake and then tried to sort of awkwardly correct for it. So I think that what it is two people, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, who aren't comfortable in their own skin because they aren't comfortable with their policy positions for the American people. And so they're name-calling instead of actually telling the American people how they're going to make their lives better. I think that's weird, Dana, but look, they can call me whatever they want to.
You're saying Tim Walz doesn't have affection for his wife? I don't even understand that.
I said that he acted weird, which he did, on a national stage in front of his wife and in front of millions of Americans who presumably were watching at home. And I think that it's projection, Dana. Look, I think this election should be about who's going to solve the inflation crisis, who's going to make groceries and housing more affordable, who's going to secure that southern border. Kamala Harris's record is that she supported all the policies that made that problem worse, Dana. We're trying to say we're going to take the country in a different direction. I really think that it's important to point this out, Dana. Their entire campaign has not been about here's our policy for how we're going to make your life better, or here's what's wrong with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance's policies. We're going to name call and hope that you don't notice that we don't have an agenda. That is the entire Democrat approach to this election.
They have done both. They have both policies and they are trying to define
Dana,
you as well.
If you go to Kamala Harris's campaign page right now, they still don't have a policy.
Well, let's talk about policy positions. About
and it's absolutely true. They still don't have a policy. They have promised that they're going to release a policy platform in the coming days or weeks, but they have failed to do so. So the fact that she has so much support, despite the fact that she literally has no policies that she's discussed, is indicative of the level of brainwashing that's going on. Remember the Harry Sissons of the world who came out after the June 27th debate and said that Biden won the debate based on all of the specific policies that he highlighted. Trump didn't mention a single policy and just lied and lied and lied. That's what Harry Sisson said. Well, Kamala Harris, who you support now, Harry Sisson, doesn't even have a published platform. Her campaign website has no economic plans, no platform whatsoever, but you still support her, which goes to show that you are a shill. You have just sold out. You are either brainwashed, corrupt, evil, or all of the above. And we have to awaken these people from their state of brainwashed, not only to save them, not only for their sake, not only as Christians, but just to save humanity itself from these evil leftists. Stick with us, folks. We're going to dive more into this on the other side and take your calls in 30 minutes. Visit InfoWarsStore.com.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We are shot up. The operation is bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with Zinc and the Rose Hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time. Obviously, silver is doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser. For the next 27 minutes, we are going to be going over the news. And then, for the final hour of the show today, I'm going to be taking your calls. I'm not ready to give out the number just yet, but in about 10 or 15 minutes, I will give out the number, give you guys a chance to call, give the crew a chance to screen the calls. And for the final hour of the show today, we will be taking your calls. But it's amazing to me that we have a situation where the left is repeatedly trying to call J.D. Vance weird. And they simultaneously try to brand themselves as the party of science, the party of the experts, whether it's the Faucis or the others or the PhDs or the leading experts or the leading academics. I mean, if you watch CNN or MSNBC or NPR or any of these other leftist platforms, these deep state platforms, which have been under the control of the deep state since Project Mockingbird after World War II, you'll see that they're always bringing on people with PhDs and high accolades and certificates as so-called experts in whatever field it is, whether it's climate change or economics or something else, and they use their credentials as an excuse or as evidence to justify their position, regardless of how irrational that position may be, right? This is called the appeal to authority fallacy. So, oh, just because this person has a PhD means that they are correct, right? So if I have a PhD in mathematics and I say that 2 + 2 = 5, the appeal to authority fallacy would say Chase must be correct because he does have a PhD in mathematics. So 2 + 2 must actually be 5. That's the appeal to authority. It's a fallacy. Just because of your credentials or your certifications or your degrees, it doesn't actually mean that you're correct on any given statement or claim that you make. Now, it might be evidence that you're more likely to be correct. It could be evidence that you're maybe more well-informed in any given topic or genre or issue than others. But it is not a reason in and of itself to be correct, to be right. This is the appeal to authority. Now, we see this manifest in a million different ways by the leftists who use experts in the appeal to authority fallacy as an excuse to brainwash the population into believing things that are just simply not true, whether it's the green energy hoax or whether it's other things. And just so I can prove this to you, I was astounded. I actually watched the entire 2-minute clip. This is clip number 78, which we're going to run, of this PhD breakdancer representing the United States in the Olympics. I know it's unbelievable, but you have to see this because this is a perfect example of someone who is an expert in a space, obviously having no idea how to be good at the thing that they're an expert at. Terrible. For some reason, this person was selected to compete on behalf of, I believe it was the United States, maybe it was Australia. It was Australia, excuse me, to compete on behalf of Australia in the breakdancing competition, obviously totally incapable of actually doing the art of breakdancing. But Clown World, bizarre Olympic breakdance performance tops off already strange games. An awkward breakdance performance is the latest this can't be real moment from the 2024 Paris Olympics. The incident came Friday as competitor Reagan, described as Australia's top-ranking breakdancer, performed a dance routine that left many scratching their heads as to why the event had been added to the games. A clip of the 36-year-old, real name Rachel Gunn, Reagan, quickly went viral as she awkwardly squirmed on the dance floor with her hand on her chin to end what was already a confusing and chaotic routine, the Daily Mail reports. The Mail went on to note Gunn is also an expert creative arts researcher at Macquarie University in Sydney who specializes in the cultural politics of breakdancing. So here you have an expert doing what the experts do in clip number 78, all while these leftists and these experts are calling J.D. Vance weird. This is perhaps the weirdest thing I've ever seen, clip 78.
Showing her signature moves and freezes.
I am science. I am breakdancing.
Dude, the sprinkler? What's that? Oh. You know what? I'm going to immigrate to Australia, and I'm going to be in the next Olympics under breakdancing. And I know you get it, but I'm just astounded. I can't even look away. It's like a car accident. We'll be right back. All right, so we've got this leftist philosophy saying the experts are always right because, of course, the experts are leftists. We've got them coming out and saying that having XY chromosomes doesn't necessarily make you male. And we've got the second boxer now at the center of gender controversy winning the Olympic gold. What happens overseas, whether it's in Australia or in the UK, is a foreshadowing for what will happen in the United States if we allow leftists and socialists and globalists to continue to take power. Right now, we have Labor Councilor filmed calling for far-right rioters' throats to be cut, charged with crimes. But this is a small example among a litany of examples of the establishment in the United Kingdom totally disregarding the wants, needs, and interests of its own people, allowing the invasion from migrants and refugees and asylum seekers in the United Kingdom from these foreign people who have no desire to assimilate to English culture. And this government coming out after allowing this invasion and proceeding to prosecute and threaten anyone who raises any issue at any level, whether on social media or in physical protest, threatening them with persecution, prosecution, and prison time. Now in clip number 81, we've got UK police chief threatening Elon Musk. London's Metropolitan Police Commissioner has threatened to charge foreigners for whipping up hatred online, naming ex-owner Elon Musk as someone who could be prosecuted. The warning comes amid a nationwide crackdown against supposed hate speech following a spat of right-wing riots. We've seen the footage, folks. There's a lot of left-wingers out there with machetes. It's not just right-wing riots. Clip number 81.
We will throw the false force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you.
Talk to me about that, because we have seen some high-profile figures whipping up the hatred. You talked about it in there with the officers, in fact, about this being added to by online commentary. I mean, I'm even thinking of the likes of Elon Musk getting involved. What are you considering when it comes to dealing with people who are whipping up this kind of behaviour from behind a keyboard, maybe in a different country?
Being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law. You can be guilty of offences of incitement, of stirring up racial hatred. There are numerous terrorist offences regarding the sort of publishing of material. All of those offences are in play if people are provoking hatred and violence on the streets. And we will come after those individuals just as we will physically confront on the streets the thugs and the obs who are causing the problems for communities.
So while apparently we're stoking hatred, the English people are stoking hatred, and clip number 72, this level of racism in the United Kingdom is totally allowed, even in the halls of its own parliament, in the halls of its own government. This racism is allowed, but any sort of hatred, vitriol, animosity, or antagonism toward the literal invasion of the United Kingdom by people who refuse to assimilate and hate the culture and then rape and murder children and rape and murder women at increased rates over time, any sort of antagonism or opposition to this is prosecutable because it's a hate crime. If you post on social media anything about this or against this, then you're liable to have the law enforcement of the United Kingdom show up to your house and be placed under arrest. Now in clip number 72, though, we see an example of racism which is acceptable in the United Kingdom.
The Lord Justice Clerk, white. Every High Court judge, white. The Lord Advocate, white. The Solicitor General, white. The Chief Constable, white. Every Deputy Chief Constable, white. Every Assistant Chief Constable, white. The Head of the Law Society, white. The Head of the Faculty of Advocates, white. Every Prison Governor, white. And not just Justice. The Chief Medical Officer, white. The Chief Nursing Officer, white. The Chief Veterinary Officer, white. The Chief Social Work Advisor, white. Almost every trade union in this country headed by people who are white. In the Scottish Government, every Director General is white. Every chair of every public body is white.
So that's totally acceptable racism there. But if you happen to be white and oppose rape and murder in your country, as if it's perpetrated by migrants or sons of migrants or anybody seeking asylum or a refugee, then you will be arrested by the police. And we've shown you clip after clip of the United Kingdom's law enforcement showing up at the apartments, flats, houses of elderly people. And we've seen clip after clip of charges being actually placed in imprisonment, being sentenced. I mean, in clip number 45 here, we have an example of a judge actually sentencing a person to months upon months in prison because of hateful rhetoric on their social media. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is the future that we walk into if we allow the likes of Kamala Harris to be elected president of the United States. This is clip number 45.
You have been committed for sentence, having pleaded guilty to an offence of publishing written material which is threatening, abusive, or insulting, intending thereby to stir up racial hatred. The context of your offending is that it arises out of the civil unrest and disorder in many parts of the United Kingdom. On the night of the 2nd and 3rd of August, the Britannia Hotel in Leeds was attacked by people who threw missiles which damaged windows. The police were called, and on the 3rd of August, the hotel was locked down for the protection of those who were living there. At the time, there were 210 occupants, many of whom were foreign refugees and
asylum
seekers.
He looks like the guy from
seekers.
Christmas Vacation that had the toupee and smoked the cigars.
Similar attacks.
Can we find B-roll of that guy lighting himself on fire?
On the 4th of August, the police attended on each occasion, and units were deployed to safeguard the hotel and to provide an increase in the police presence in the area. In between the two attacks, you took to social media in order to encourage others towards participation in the attacks upon the hotel. As is recognized on your behalf, this offense is so serious that an immediate custodial sentence is unavoidable. Would you stand, please? The sentence that I pass has been reduced by one-third to reflect your guilty plea. The sentence is one of 20 months' imprisonment. You will serve up to one-half of your sentence in custody before you are released in on license.
What's most alarming to this is not even just the fact that this person is being sentenced to 20 months' imprisonment, but the fact that the alleged crime occurred, and within like 7 days, there's been a trial and a plea and a sentencing. I mean, can you imagine getting a trial that speedy here in the United States of America? The expediency with which this prosecution has occurred and the sentencing has occurred is indicative itself of a kangaroo court. I mean, it's like Otto Warmbier in North Korea when he had to come out and do this confession. He was sentenced to years of hard labor, and of course, he ended up dying. The Trump administration successfully getting him back into the United States shortly before his death. North Korea claiming that it was due to botulism from canned food that he consumed, but obviously he'd been tortured to death. But you have a guy like this from Christmas Vacation with his toupee, his wig on, earnestly with some stoicism, just administering this sentence of 20 months in prison to somebody because of something that they said on social media. And you have other members of leadership, campaign advisors and others in the United Kingdom coming out and doubling down, saying that the right to freedom of speech is not a human right. This is something, of course, that the UK believes. It's one of the reasons why the United States separated and had a revolution. America had a revolution against the United Kingdom is because our leaders, our forefathers, recognized certain inalienable rights that were true of the human condition that the United Kingdom failed to recognize, namely freedom of speech, right to assemble, right to petition, things of that nature. And because these rights were not recognized, it was our right as a people to declare ourselves independent from such a tyrannical and corrupt government. Now, we have the semblance of this monarchy, this dictatorship, still this tyranny, still in existence in the United Kingdom today. We can see it by these arrests, these sentences. And we have people who come out and talk about how terrible white people are in leadership, then in the same breath coming out years later without being prosecuted for their own racism, saying that it's time to sue Elon. This is clip number 50, where Elon is not just threatened by police chiefs, but threatened with lawsuits as well. Clip number 50.
The Lord Justice Clark, white. Every High Court judge, white. The
Again.
Lord Advocate, white. The Solicitor General, white.
I don't want to beat a dead horse here, white. But that kind of thing is allowed. That man is allowed to threaten to sue Elon Musk over allowing hate speech or racism on his platform X when he stands up in the halls of leadership and repeatedly criticizes the level of whiteness among leadership in the United Kingdom. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. Let's hear what Nigel Farage had to say about this. This is clip number 71. Nigel Farage is coming out and expressing his extreme concern over what is happening in the United Kingdom today. We'll watch 71 and unpack it on the other side.
I want to get your take on this violent disorder sweeping across several British cities over the weekend and this new order to prosecute anybody who is posting about it. Can you walk us through what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, two things. Firstly, the violent disorder. We've got terrible division in our cities. We've got parts of our inner city now that have become completely Muslim dominated. And that has led to a lot of British people saying, what the hell's going on? Our country is changing fundamentally. We've had successive general elections in which the Conservatives, following Labour, promised to reduce immigration numbers, yet we saw them double and then quadruple to record numbers. We have a border crisis like you of these boats coming across the English Channel. So underneath all of this, yes, you've got Muslim extremists. You've got some far right, you know, yobs, violent people who look for an excuse. But behind it is a growing sense of unease in our country that we're losing our identity. And that is what led to that explosion of violence the other day. Now, this is the most serious violence we've had since the Black Lives Matter protests in the wake, of course, of the murder of George Floyd back in 2020. Funny enough, Sir Keir Starmer, our Prime Minister, at the time of the Black Lives Matter riots, when police were being injured, when historical monuments were being torn down, he chose to take the knee in solidarity with the aims of those who were out doing the protesting and causing the violence. But now, the boot's on the other foot. Now it's seen to be white, working-class British people that are protesting. And by the way, I'm not defending violence in any way at all. No, now he wants to take control of the narrative. Now look, nobody should use any social media platform to genuinely spread hate or incitement to violence. And that free speech rule, I think all of us would support and agree with. But what we are allowed to do on social media, or should be allowed to do, is to speculate, is to ask questions.
Yes.
Is to try and put facts out that wake up the rest of the community. And when you're engaged in something like that, you can never ever guarantee that what you say is 100% true. You may think it's true at the time. You may ask a question whether it's true. Now, Starmer, by cracking down on that, poses, I think, the biggest threat to free speech we've seen in our history. And Elon Musk has caught wind of this. You see, I think the reason Musk has been going for Starmer over the last week is he knows what the reaction is going to be. And can I just add, worse still, there is a proposal today that from the age of 5 years old, our kids in schools should be taught to spot extremism, to spot fake news and misinformation, and to use their powers of critical thinking to work out what's true and what's not. Now, by the way, I believe in critical thinking. However, if the parameters that are set are to say to every kid, if you read a post that questions net zero and global warming, it will be extreme content and a lie. If you read a post that even dares to question levels of immigration, legal or illegal, into Britain, that's extremist, then you start to set a narrative for a future generation that is fundamentally undemocratic. So I am very worried that the instincts of a left-wing Labour Party are to use this crisis to take away our liberties and our free speech. And this is going to have to be fought.
All right, folks. I'm going to give out the number right now. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. Throughout the course of the entirety of the next hour, we are going to be taking your calls. I want to hear what you think about all this news that we've covered, what's happening in the campaign. Open lines as always, but obviously talking about this campaign is important because there's nothing more crucial than ensuring a victory for America on November 5th. 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. Call in as soon as you can. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. Open lines, discuss anything you want. I'm going to cover the news for the next 4 minutes, and then we're going to have a short break and a short intro as well, and then we'll begin taking calls immediately when we come back on the air at the top of the hour. But in the next 4 minutes that we have together, I do want to emphasize a couple of things that are of interest. And despite the fact that Elon Musk has been threatened with lawsuits in the United Kingdom, that you have the police chief threatening Elon Musk, that you have South American or Central American dictators threatening Elon Musk, we have him making a statement that is abundantly true here in clip number 55, which is the fact that we would be better off as Americans if we would elect our leaders randomly than based off of their credentials as experts or leaders in academia or leaders in the political class, because the political class is so corrupted that it's better to have somebody of good character and less experience than it is to have somebody with abundant experience and poor character like Kamala Harris or Tim Walz, who've been members of this political machine for decade after decade. I mean, I would rather have any one of my neighbors, even the leftist neighbors that I have, in leadership than any of these political establishment cucks who have been so corrupted and manipulated and formed and molded by the political class itself into just a leftist, globalist, brainwashed zombie who serves only to sacrifice the interests of the American people for the sake of some evil, anti-human political end. But this is clip number 55. Let's watch this and then unpack it.
Being run by people picked at random from the phone book than the faculty of Harvard.
Yeah.
I don't know who said that, but somebody very wise. I would say if we could do that for the president, that would
you
be great.
You think that would be beneficial? Obviously you're not happy with Biden.
Don't we all just want a normal human being to be
whatever
the president?
That means, whatever, you know, I'm not even sure anymore what normal means.
No, but I mean, like, you know, just, I don't know, just a...
You want somebody who's competent. Yeah, that's helpful.
Yes, I think definitely... somebody's executive ability is underrated. Since the president is effectively the chief executive officer of the country, it actually matters if they are a good executive officer.
Yeah,
it's not simply a matter of do they share your beliefs, and the, you know, but are they good at getting things done? There's a lot of decisions that need to be made every day. Many of them are unrelated to moral beliefs. You know,
right?
And you just want a good executive.
All right, folks, we're coming up on a break here in about 1 minute and 40 seconds. And if we pay attention to what happens in Australia with them sending this PhD breakdancer to humiliate herself at the Olympics, if we pay attention to what's happening in Germany, where there's chaos now at a swimming pool as Syrian is arrested for sex attack on underage girl. We might show that clip in the next hour during these calls. If we pay attention to what's happening in the United Kingdom when people are being arrested for racist hate speech online, but only if they're of a certain political persuasion and not of the other. If we see what happens in Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan and learn from it and pay attention to it, then we know that this is all foreshadowing for what is to come in the United States of America if we allow the leftists to see continued political victory after political victory, as we have allowed of them over the course of the last several decades. Now, one of the key ways that we can actually beat these people is not just by voting. It's not just by volunteering or knocking on doors or making phone calls or contributing to political campaigns. One of the main ways that we can beat these people is by engaging in the info war at the highest level possible, ensuring that we can awaken as many people as possible by gifting things like The Great Reset by Alex Jones or The Great Awakening by Alex Jones to as many people as possible, by going to band.video, downloading the broadcasts and cutting them and sharing them with as many people as possible. And if you can't do that or don't have the technical savvy to do that, one of the best ways that you can actually fight for America is by keeping InfoWars on the air by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of our flagship products back in stock, like Bodies, which is incredible for inflammation. Then we've got vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips, which is an incredible multivitamin as well. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Be the reason we are still on the air and save humanity.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a 2-hour long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already bestsellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.